debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
You know, you work hard and you play hard, so you need to treat yourself and stock up for summer barbecues with the Kansas City Steak Company. Visit KansasCitySteaks.com and get 10% off your order and free shipping by using my code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A at checkout. From classic steak cuts to USDA Prime to American-style Kobe, hard-to-find specialty cuts and more, Kansas City Steaks has everything that you need to fire up your grill. They make it so easy. Each order from Kansas City Steaks is flash-frozen and delivered directly to your home. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Imagine relaxing in the backyard with your family while enjoying steakhouse quality meals, all from Kansas City Steaks. Try their butter tender filet mignon, Kansas City strips, juicy steak burgers, all beef jumbo hot dogs, and even complete meal combos. Bring the steakhouse to your house this summer with Kansas City Steaks. Go to KansasCitySteaks.com and get 10% off your order and free shipping with my code Bubba at checkout. Again, it's real simple. That's KansasCitySteaks.com. Use Bubba as your promo code on checkout. KansasCitySteaks.com. Use Bubba upon checkout.
And I know love is like the faces of the moon.
The after show. Sorry. We got Michelle Karate Hottie Watterson in about 28 or so minutes. We'll just, here's the first fuck of the day. We'll just fuck around.
Oh, no.
Until then. Oh, we're still hooked up to Charleston. We're out of here. Blitz, would there be any way we could still be hooked up?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I mean, it'd be completely on their end.
Right. That means they would have listened to Dead Air for 30 minutes.
Yes.
There's bad days, too.
There's bad days.
I like this song a lot.
I kinda do.
Me and Lummi were dancing to it.
Are you air hunching it?
Hell yeah.
Air hunch it, bitch.
I need my glow sticks.
Me too.
Hi, this is Anna Hummel, and my boss, Bubba the Love Sponge, has an all-time tongue pass.
This is the Bubba the Love Sponge show warning you that parts can turn into poop, and poops are the payoff.
I, Anna Hummel, will no longer be a lazy bitch while cleaning under the direction of Lummi.
Lies.
Lies.
All lies.
Do you ever think about being a DJ like that, Bubba?
What?
Do you ever think about being a DJ
like
that?
No, that's not a DJ.
Okay, a club.
Hey, why is Grandpa up there with a fucking laptop? No, fuck that.
I'm saying back in the day, though.
Blitz, why is this thing not working?
No, I didn't need to be. No, because Lummi, they paid me more than they paid the DJ just to sit in a booth and try to fuck girls.
No, I understand. I'm saying like,
I mean, Lummi,
in your car,
car? Let me, I would go to a nightclub and they'd pay me $300 just to be in a roped off area and tell people they can't say hi to me.
I like roped off areas.
But I'm saying, like, you know, back in the day when you were just getting started, like, did you ever think about being that kind of DJ or like a strip club DJ or anything like that?
No. Mommy, God, you're dumb as fuck today. Please, back it down a notch.
Well, I don't know.
No.
But did you ever like it when fans came up to you at the club? Like,
yeah,
maybe at the
beginning? All the time. But I would have it all
as
roped
long as
off.
There were hot bitches.
Hold on, I'd have it all roped off, and then you'd have to ask permission if I wanted to see you or not.
And then who would they have to go through? Like your security?
Guido.
No, like two of my, like Emery Hale and another big guy would be there shoulder to shoulder, and they'd be like, "Hey, I want to see Bubba," and he'd be like, "Hey, Bubba, you want to see? Yeah, let him bring him over here." Hey, Jim, how are you, buddy?
Jim.
Would they,
I was just saying, like, I was a dude.
And they would profile girls for you because they knew what you liked?
Yeah, well, when I that's easier when you own your own club. So I'd be at Bubba's Beach Club in Ybor.
Yeah.
And I'd be sitting in the Sky Tower.
Girl number one, no pigs allowed.
I know.
Is this when you're 500 pounds?
Over there by the back bar.
He was 488, please.
Back there by the bar. Back there by the back bar. There's a girl over there by the shooter station. She's got brown hair and a black skirt.
Bring me her.
Ask her if she wants to go up to the owner's VIP tower.
She want to blast off on the spaceship.
Free drinks all night long.
What's in the?
Now you tell them free drinks all night long.
What's in that e-boy?
In the owner's skybox.
Does she know she was drinking Miss Dick?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. What?
Which is a little aggressive. Smiley face.
Oh, I'm sorry. After show.
Would you want to?
No, I would say no. But they would tell her, hey, you want to go to the owner's skybox? Yeah. You know, and they know who owns the place because it's Bubba's fucking beach club. And so they were like, yeah. And he's like, you can bring a couple of your friends. You guys will drink free all night long.
What if she brings ugly friends?
Well, no. They
get the fuck out.
No, they would go to the stairs where the rope entrance is. And then Calta worked. He actually worked he determined whether you got to go up and see me or not.
What would they say to girls that they didn't think were hot enough to meet you?
Well, no, they would just say, hey, it's a little too busy up there. We could only allow two or three of you.
But we look up there, and it's a 20 by 20 area, and it's just Bubba and one guy. What do you mean busy?
Get the fuck out of here.
Get her out of here. Fucking, I got 800 people in line trying to get in this fucking place. Some lippy fat bitch. Get her the fuck out of here immediately. And then her hot friends would go up, and they would meet me, and they'd be like, hey. And so I had my own bar and my own bartender up there, Anna.
For all the drinks you don't drink?
No. So I had a male or a female bartender with my own bar, and I'd be like, go to that bartender and you can get anything you want.
Wow. And like, oh, that's pimp
stuff. Okay. And then I'd be like, hey, the bar closes at 3, and then we usually have an after party in here. So if you guys, which it means you're going to suck.
We call it the clubhouse.
We call it sucking my dick. Is what we call it. Is that what we call it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. We call it an after party, but what it equates to is for you and your girlfriend to suck all of Bubba and his friends.
I'm not wearing a fucking mask. I'm going to take your fucking hair and put you on my dick until you make you suck my dick until you die.
No, but you know, your friends have to participate on my boys too. Like all the boys.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, I get the sucking bitch.
No, Blitz will tell you. Like I always said, yeah, listen, all my boys need head.
Yeah, he spread the pussy around.
Did you ever meet a girl you didn't want to share?
Wow, that's a loaded fucking question.
Not yet.
Let me eat this fucking orange. Shut up, Anna.
Not yet.
Orange, great. Mm, I love oranges.
Oh shit.
Let me shut the fuck up. You're the worst Bubba impersonator ever.
Bubba Parent here.
Then on at my other club in Spring Hill, one of my clubs, I had a bunch of clubs, but one of my clubs in Spring Hill, it was Bubba's Ale House on one side and then Planet Bubba on the other.
Planet Bubba. Because you're round.
Yeah. Holy shit.
No, it's not because I'm round, you fucking C-word.
Because I'm Planet Hollywood, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, Planet fucking Bubba. And so what I had there was I had an owner's suite there.
Imagine you dressed up as Saturn.
Holy fuck. Wow, that's not cool, man.
No, Anna, geez, he had a problem. He had a thyroid issue.
I was fat as fuck, but I was also over as fuck, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Anna, listen, here's the deal. I'm not trying to make, but I'm the most over radio personality in the history of this town.
Oh, there's no
dude,
question.
Dude, I know. I didn't know anybody's name before I moved here but yours.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I've owned and nightclubs and limos and beepers. And
oh, there's no question.
Nobody has done what I've
Bubba
done.
And
worked for Howard and restaurants. Yeah, and fucking, I mean, I had my own condoms.
Yeah.
My own rap album, my own sex tape. Yep. I mean, I had sex tapes that were available to the public and some that weren't supposed to be seen that got leaked to the fucking public. Mm-hmm. I've had it all. And so, Anna, I would have, in Spring Hill, there was a strip mall.
Yeah.
And I rented half of it. And one half was Bubba's Ale House, which was a restaurant. And then the other half was Planet Bubba Nightclub. And so the pimpest of all pimp fucking moves. Even you that don't like to give out pussy, tell me right now that if you...
I'll tell you about one thing.
Shut up, Blitz. But you know what? You just fucking spun your Bubba self out right there is what you did. You just literally fucking spun. You just Bubba'd your shit right down to zero.
When I bought that strip mall, I was so pissed. I thought they'd be naked chips. They said strip mall.
No. So, Anna, how pimp is this? So, I would go, if I had a date or something, I'd pick a girl up. We would go to my restaurant.
Yeah.
And within my restaurant, I had an owner's, you know, where the owner got to eat. Like, it was all pimped the fuck out.
Yeah.
Called the kitchen.
Private dining. I'd have private dining, even though it was bar food. I'd have people come in and serve me with my date. And then we would go
they
over.
Feed you?
And then, like, on a Friday. No, they wouldn't feed me. Then, like on a Friday, if we, you know, we would close, you know, we would get out of the restaurant about 11, and then we'd just go right over to my nightclub, and I'd go right to my, yeah, like, so, you know, then you just go to your fucking owner's suite there, and hopefully you're sucking my dick by then, because you just got some free fucking Planet Bubba chicken.
Do you have like chicken wings and stuff?
I have what?
Chicken wings and stuff?
Yeah, well, we had, remember we had Bubba, we had Captain Crunch Chicken, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Bubba Crunch Chicken.
Well, yeah, Bubba Crunch Chicken. Remember that?
Yeah.
We had Bubba Crunch Chicken where we took Captain Crunch, took chicken breast, egg battered them, and then used Captain Crunch as the flour instead of the flour.
I'm surprised it wasn't chicken thighs.
Oh, chicken was
Love
nice.
Send me a picture of Planet Bubba.
Share with the class.
Let me send me the IM.
Yeah, send it.
I sent you, fuck. Trying to play, you know.
Share the class.
If you don't share, let me, you're fired.
I just did. I sent it. And then an article with it.
Is it when they closed me down?
No, it was when you were opening it up, the article.
Hold on.
You're oh, this your chick in the ship.
What? Let me?
I can't say it. I'm talking old. I'm sorry.
What'd you say?
This right here. Let me.
You're sick in the ship.
You said you're sick in the ship.
Holy fuck. Oh, but on a swap.
Oh, yes. Swap right now. And the bling, too. It's so
Bubba to open ale house in Pasco. A neighbor is skeptical, but the radio personality promises to be a good neighbor. Anna, before I even would like when word would come out that I'm coming to open up a place, they already would start getting lathered the fuck up.
I'm sure.
The sponge is coming, blares the sign outside the former Florida Ice House Bar and Grill, just a few yards away from a large billboard that says Jesus is Lord. Yes, Bubba the Love Sponge Clam, a controversial radio host with a reputation for raunchiness, is coming to Pasco County. Not to open a nightclub, but a sports bar on US 19, one filled with rock and roll memorabilia. There's a glaring void in Pasco County. Yeah, it's called Teeth. For a place that has games, a ton of sports, some place you're not afraid to bring your family and kids and have a good meal. Bubba Clem, who operates Planet Bubba nightclubs in Crystal River and Spring Hill. Clem and his business partner, Richard Fabrizi, bought the restaurant property last month. They've spent several weeks remodeling the building, spending $250,000, which was we probably spent $40,000. But you got to fucking Hollywood it up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, those people in Pasco County, they don't know what, you know. The building has been the site of several businesses over the years, including a pub, a barbecue, and most recently the Florida Ice House Bar and Grill.
No.
Despite the high turnover at this site, Clem says the businesses will succeed because of the demand for extensive sports programming and his fan base. Pasco County has been one of my most unbelievable places so far when I do appearances. It's a little narcissistic, is it not? Bubba's Ale House will include 40 TVs and a game room and a pool fucking table and darts and video games. Walls will be adorned with a mix of rock and roll and sports memorabilia, from guitars autographed by the band of Aerosmith to signed jerseys from Deion Sanders.
Whoa, Deion.
325-seat sports bar will serve Bubba-sized portions of ribs, chicken, and steak. I already want to go there.
The whole rib.
Me too.
The Hernando County, Clem has had numerous run-ins with county commissioners and residents who have complained about the noise level at a Spring Hill nightclub. Clem, known for his outlandish comments on the morning radio show, said he doesn't expect the similar problems in Newport Richey.
It's unsavory.
I'm a good neighbor. We don't do anything wrong. We're properly licensed, permitted. But Marvin Smith, the co-owner of the neighboring Richey Plaza, who erected the Jesus is Lord sign, said that he has a little bit of suspicion. Well, I don't think much about it, said Smith, who lives in Georgia. I don't care for any raunchiness for sure. He better behave himself because I'm not going to put up with it. fuck off, buddy. Oh, never mind. Hopefully I can be a great neighbor. Yeah, so that's how I roll.
When did you let go of the bling?
I just...
A couple years ago.
When he had to sell it.
Mommy, did you say when he had to sell it?
No.
Is that what the fuck you said?
No.
Is that what the fuck you said? I was going with the bling until I had to sell it.
I've been hanging out with Blitz too long.
You have been. You have been around Blitz. You do have Blitz like outbursts.
I know.
Blitz,
I'm sorry, Bubba. I'm sorry.
Blitz like negative fucking outbursts. I don't quite appreciate it.
And I just said a couple years. That's what I said.
I know. I just corrected myself. I have. By the way,
if you want to go to our Facebook page, the Bubba Love Sponge Show Facebook, and buy a raffle ticket for one of Tyler's racing gloves, or both. No, it's a set. It comes as a set. Oh, that'd be great. We're going to be live on our Facebook page, the show Facebook page, at 7 o'clock on Friday night. That's Bubba Clem.
And we're going to put the link to the wedding shower stuff, or the baby shower.
Yeah, yeah. But that's Bubba Clem, ladies and gentlemen. Used to have nightclubs and fucking restaurants, and now he's raffling off his son's fucking gloves at 7 o'clock on a Friday night from his studio.
Wait, can I ask a question about the baby shower?
What? I don't have anything to do with the baby shower. I got a vasectomy. Solid.
About Lummy and Ashley's baby shower.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it going to be like a whole thing where we have like cookies and like play little games and...
Well, maybe not games.
Whoa.
You know what I mean? Like, you've been to a baby shower before. They play the games.
Guys don't go to baby showers.
Right, that's right. But, yeah. It's like really, really cute. Everything's
the only things real men celebrate are bachelor parties and trying to get our dick sucked.
Oh.
No, for real.
Yeah.
Like,
you're right.
We don't go to baby showers. We take our boys out on a
And by boys, he means nuts.
Like, we take our friends, that are getting married, our guy friends, our buddies that
and
are getting married.
You try to ruin it before it starts.
The only thing men, and all you guys can be a bunch of fucking liars all you want, but listen, we may have to go to a baby shower, but we think it's fucking stupid. We don't like any of the bridal shit.
Nope.
We don't like any of that shit.
Dumb.
What we like to do, and we don't even like to go out on bachelor night, but it's kind of like man code. You almost got to fucking do it. And you go out with your buddy who's getting ready to be married, and you spend the entire time telling him how fucking stupid he is.
Is that what people did when you got married?
No, of course not. Mm-mm.
What did you do for your bachelor party?
Well, I was at the dollhouse, and we had co-bachelor parties, and she ended up at the dollhouse with her girlfriends, and I ended up at the dollhouse. And it was just a big fucking crazy pile of a lot of things in the VIP room. A lot of shit going on, and I don't want to mention names that were there.
Did you enjoy yourself?
I did tremendously.
Oh, that's good.
So anyway, what us guys do? No, nobody tried to talk me out. They're all happy for me. So anyway, listen. We just go on a bachelor party. We tell the dudes, hey, listen, man. Fuck. Man, you're going to get married to this bitch? Yeah. Okay. I got your back and shit, but fuck.
Even your married friends tell you.
Oh yeah, those are the ones that are telling you
the worst.
Most.
I was thinking that your single friends.
How's that? Whatever the fuck you're eating, worth? Because you got a mouthful of it.
It was good.
Oh yeah, your married friends, like your single friends, they don't give a fuck.
No, because your single friends want to make sure you're still single, so you hang out.
Yeah,
with them.
They don't really say much. You're like, whatever.
And your married friends know how miserable you're going to be.
Yeah, your miserable friends would be like, listen, man, fuck, seriously, buddy, no more strange pussy. I mean, or if you do get some strange pussy and you get caught, you're fucked. Do you got a prenup on this bitch? No, I love her. Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Well, I got a good attorney. So, I'm just telling you. Listen, Fabrizi was telling me at the fucking church. At the church. Listen, let's fucking leave.
What?
Yeah. Jeez.
Richard's saying, listen, I know you got a limo, but I have a fucking limo too. And my guy will fucking blast out of here right now with me and you in the back.
Are you kidding me?
No, my best man was telling me, let's get the fuck out of here.
He was the best man?
Yeah, he's like, you know what? It's not too late, Sponjo.
No, there was like seven of them.
I had seven best men. But all of them were saying, it's not too late, Sponjo.
But how are they the best if there's seven of them?
Because there's seven best guys, all right? Bubba has seven best friends.
Whatever, everybody, I don't know.
Name them whatever he wants.
All right.
What does it matter now? You give a fuck?
You're right.
But I mean, so when us guys, there's no wedding shower bullshit or baby shower bullshit for us guys. And Lummy is just doing the baby shower bullshit because he's gotta.
And content's king.
But stuff for your kid.
Lummy, here's the deal.
But,
and I never had an opportunity to take you out for a bachelor party because you guys just short-spaced us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Baby shower slash bachelorette party.
And Blitz, I don't know that you can be as honest as you used to be. Back in the day, you could tell your buddy, hey, man, I don't know about this fucking bitch. Now,
oh, hold on.
Now you can't.
I
shut your fucking hole.
Okay. Sounds good.
Wow. With the caveman pop.
Oh, because I know it's coming. I remember the conversation.
Is that when you kicked him out?
No. Well,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. You can tell me whatever you want. And I did. And get the fuck out of my house.
I love her. Get the fuck out of here, Blitz. Mm-hmm. Now help me restore this car for her.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, listen, man.
With our fucking heads popping out the roof on 275.
Is
that the Miata?
I think that, you know, guys can't really be as honest as they... Guys used to be a little bit more candid, but now in this Me Too fucking, you know, hurt your
buddy. Women are equal
stuff. Well, hurt... Well, nothing to do with that.
Lame.
Hurt your buddy. Stupid. Like, your buddy's a pussy. Yeah. Your buddy's borderline fucking snowflaker and mm-hmm. can't take it. So you have to just say, man, she's super cool, man. I'm really happy
even
for you.
Even if you fucking hate her?
Even if you want it, even if you fucked her the night before.
Whoa.
Have you ever done that?
No, don't ask me that question.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Have you ever told a friend, hey, don't marry that bitch?
Hi, who's this?
Okay.
Hello? Way to fuck up the rhythm of the great show, sir.
Yeah, the rhythm of the night.
Michelle Watterson in about 9 or 10 minutes.
I'm going to come in a few minutes and set your Zoom up.
Oh, okay. Oh, we got her on a Zoom?
Yeah.
Is she going to see me?
No.
Oh, I like it. That's even better.
But we can see her.
Yeah, she. And by the way, she's about as hot as absolute fuck.
You want us to tell her? Can I tell her you're like 287 right now?
No, I don't want to. Let me. I'm not trying to fuck her, and I don't have a chance to. Like, and her husband's a fucking stud, and he's good looking, and he's got a big dick. Like, what the fuck, Lummy? Why can't I just do a professional? You know, hey, your butt. You're fighting this Saturday night.
Your butt.
By the way, you do have the nicest ass ever. I'm gonna ask her if she remembers that. You know
all you've ever talked about with her.
Where the show that just talks about your ass. Hello.
Hey, Bubba, how's it going, man? It's Granny.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, Granny loves anal.
Hey, I've been taking a poll.
What about you have?
What do you want, Granny loves anal?
That was a good one. I just got a quick question. I wanted to know if you've ever seen your own asshole.
Doge is at 61. I've never seen my asshole. How could I ever do that?
With a camera?
You put a mirror on the ground and look
no,
at your
asshole. No, I don't. I really don't want to see that.
Really?
No.
I mean, you've never medically been like, wow, I might have some fucking seepage or whatever, and I need to get a good gander at it?
My asshole feels okay when I wipe it. My asshole feels okay when I clean it. My asshole feels okay when I wash it. My asshole only becomes inflamed when I have diarrhea. My asshole, I got my prostate checked on Tuesday, and he said it was fine for my age.
Can we go into that more deeply?
Yeah, deeply.
Fingers and all.
Real deep.
No.
We didn't talk about it at all.
All right, well, we'll talk about it. Thank you, Granny. Loves
I was
anal.
Taking a poll.
Yeah, we'll take another poll.
We heard. Yeah, we heard.
Might want to start taking a few less polls. It's driving you insane. Hello.
Stop taking some polls. Take some loads.
Hey, how's everybody going?
Good, buddy. I got the Karate Hottie in about 7 minutes. And then I got lunch with Mark Tate. And then I got a 3 o'clock pill taken. No, I'm sorry. A 3 o'clock filming, feeding and filming. And then, you know, fucking wake it back up.
Pills at 5, sleep at 7.
Yeah, pills at...
3, 5, and 7.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I get the 357 technique. Eat at 3, pills at 5, pass out at 7.
That sounds nice.
Woo!
That's what I got going on. What do you want, buddy?
Pills.
Oh, you hung up on yourself. Great, that's even better.
Oh, he's so energetic, too.
Yeah.
Can we talk about your prostate exam?
Yeah, right, so talk about your butthole fingers.
Yeah, because I got vagina carjacked. And
I know, I go in there.
Was it good
and Dr. Mark goes, by the way, Dr. Mark tells all of the people I'm coming, so that I get straight VIP'd.
Oh, that's nice.
Because
you were worried about that.
Yeah, because he runs the urology floor, like the entire men's reproductive urology floor at this hospital in Lakeland. So it's you're at a hospital. Second floor, yeah, and you roll up in there, and it's all these fucking dudes, you know, that are in there for, you know, low testosterone.
Do you guys make eye contact and smile at each other?
Prostate exams, like all the guy shit, and it's a complete floor. So I get off on floor 2, I make a left, and I'm like, oh my God, the fucking waiting room is just full of a bunch of people. And so you go and check in and Blitz, I'm like, literally, there's probably 18 to 20 men. By the way, my computer.
I'm on your computer. That's why I'm setting up your Zoom.
There's probably 18 to 20 men that are already waiting. I'm like, what the fuck is this goat rope? So I go to the front. I go, here, I'm Bubba Clem. She's, oh, yeah, yeah, we're expecting you. Do you got your insurance card? Yeah. Hey, fill this out and fill this out, and I'll be right with you. Well, now there's 18 other motherfuckers that filled their shit out, too.
But they're not VIP.
But I didn't know that. So the next thing you know, I go back and sit down. The woman comes around the front, and she goes, Mr. Clem? And I know the other 18 motherfuckers looked at me and be like, literally.
Yep.
What the fuck?
Well, those are probably walk-ins or something.
No, they had, they're
all appointment willies. And I went in, and they go to fucking room three.
Drop your drawers.
I go to
spread
room,
your cheeks.
No. Oh, I go to room three. The guy comes in, does my blood pressure, and it talks. And then, Blitz, you know what? They pull up this fucking thing that the state runs.
To show you what you've been prescribed.
And he goes, so what medications you're on? Mm-hmm. And I said, I didn't say, he's like, well, how about the this and the this mm-hmm. and this? And I go, well, how about, you know, how do you know that? And he goes, right here. It's a Florida database.
Why did you even ask me if you know?
Yeah, because Blitz, I left a couple out, you know?
Of course you did.
It's a shorter list of what you don't take.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to see all that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, but they got the Dan ivermectin in there, and they got the fucking steroid nebulizer.
Yeah.
They got all that shit.
Of course.
And so we go through all that. I tell him what I need. So then and he gives my blood pressure. And then Dr. Mark walks in. I hadn't seen Dr. Mark in like 5 years. Gave him a big fucking hug. He looks like he just got done literally getting out of the gym.
Wait, you hug? And then he sticks a hand in your ass?
So he's still really rugged.
It wasn't the whole hand.
Probably the whole hand. Yes, he's still fucking rugged as shit. Oof. He's 60. Looks like he's about fucking 45.
Mm-hmm.
And he just supersetted forearms.
He's getting ready.
So he goes, hey, okay, so you need, what do you need? And I go, okay, I need this, this, and this. And he goes, okay, okay. So then you get some levels on you. So he, after he examined my prostate.
No. Walk us through that, please.
Well, you said, you know, we can get, we can wait to get your levels back, and I can see what your PSA is, but I can't. He said, when's the last time I checked your prostate? And I said, it's been probably 10 years. And he said, all right, well, we probably need to do that. And I go, really, doc? And he's like, yeah, you know, it's not a big deal, Bubba. If you don't want to, you don't have to, but it's been 10 years. I
think it's a good idea. And you're there. Like,
yeah.
Well,
and so he said, okay, just, You know the drill, and you do as a guy. You just knew the drill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You pull your pants down and you lean against the examining table.
Yeah, open eyes, close eyes.
I just had my head down. I probably closed.
Okay.
And you can hear the glove snap. Yep. And then you hear.
Was it condom?
Well, first of all, the drawer opens. And here goes the snap on the glove. Then within the drawer is the lube. And he puts a tiny little bit of lube on his thing. And then you're just thinking, I mean, you feel like
does he ask you what flavor
now
you want?
Now I know how the Harvey Weinstein women feel. I mean, it's like, oh my God, I'm so humiliated. And no matter how tough you are, no matter how rugged you are, from the big Philo to Blitz, to Lummy, to me, to every man that I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When a man checks a man's prostate in a medical, it just really fucking brings
makes you pop a rod.
It just makes you
ruins you.
It ruins you.
Yeah.
And then
does he say something like, "Hey, just relax, think about grading he
makes,
and tires"?
He makes it as fast as he can.
Okay.
He literally goes in there and goes one time around the farm
with one finger.
Two.
Two fingers
and
the whole cul-de-sac.
And he just goes, you know, bam, like
he
that.
He just rims, yeah?
He just
a circle.
He just goes, woo. You know, kind of like that.
Does he make that noise too?
Woo. And then you're like, oh, fuck. And it kind of feels like you're going to poop.
Does he say, can you feel that?
No, he doesn't say, can you feel that? And then next thing you know,
how does that feel, big boy?
The next thing you know, his left hand's on my shoulder. And I'm thinking, whoa.
Two hands on your shoulders.
He's bringing you in tight. He's cuddling with you.
No, I mean like.
So he.
Yeah, that's the old joke. Yeah, yeah.
He went around the farm.
They didn't get.
And he went around the farm, and then next thing you know, you hear him taking off his glove. At that point, you immediately pull your pants up.
You don't.
And he goes, no, you don't just sit there. No, you don't sit there and say, hey,
shake it.
You need to go in for a double dutch. No. You just pull your shit up. And then he goes, he looked at me, said, everything looked, everything felt okay. I'm sure your PSAs will be in, you know, the right levels. And I go, okay. And he goes, here, go downstairs, floor one, and take this prescription deal, and they're going to do your blood. And I go, Dr. Mark, is it going to be a big fucking have to wait deal? And he goes, nope, they're expecting you. So I go down to the fucking blood draw place, which is downstairs on floor one, and Blitz, I go in there, and this fucking waiting room's got 965 fucking people in there. And I'm like, oh, great. Walk to the girl. I go, hi, I've been sent down from floor two to get, she goes, yep, I'm, we're expecting you. And she literally, Blitz, took me right there to a room, and a woman was already had ready her, had her vials and fucking thing ready to go. She goes, which arm's, I said, my right. She's put a tourniquet on the deal, put the fucking deal in there, boom, 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 three vials, Willie, fucking Band-Aid, put your hand above your fucking heart and fucking get out of there.
When I, when I went to Dan's, it was basically the same thing.
Yeah, that's Dr. Awesome. Dan treats as well.
Yeah. And so my levels come back like next week or tomorrow or some bullshit, and he's going to be able to tell me if I'm, you know, how my
are you going to get you everything you needed?
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, sure.
In and out.
In and out.
VIP anal treatment.
Listen to this, Blitz. My appointment was at 2 o'clock in Lakeland, and I was home by 3:30.
What?
Yeah.
That fast?
That fast.
That's awesome.
Except that.
Except this?
Yeah, yeah.
Where's it at? Her.
Up to the top of your left screen.
Top of my left screen. Okay, admit?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Is this hot ass karate hottie?
Mm-hmm.
Can she hear me?
Yep.
She's laughing.
Oh, can she hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Shit, yeah, we can hear you.
Where's your beautiful face?
Well, hidden. See, we have this new thing called we can see you, but you can't see us. It really does better for business. It really is.
Okay.
Yeah, like more of you and less of me is the fucking ticket. I'm just telling you that right now. No, Michelle, do you remember us as, remember we're the kind of the smart ass show that talks about your butt and stuff like that?
Yeah, I was just talking to Josh about that.
Oh, don't get us any heat with Josh. Oh, tell him to stay out of the fucking, yeah, I see him.
Get in there, babe.
We see Josh. You know what? And you know what, Blitz? That's kind of a man deal right there. Like, don't go fucking too far. I'll kill you.
Of course it is.
Yeah, I know.
He's got his laser
here,
out.
But I'm still here.
Looks like he just supersetted shoulders too, motherfucker. I am not messing with him. I'm telling you that right now. Josh, anything that I say that might be a little risque, just come in, give me a little warning. I don't want no fucking problems, okay?
Sounds good.
Hey, Michelle, do you ever get a little, does he ever get a little lippy and you think you could catch him?
She broke my rib, brother. I think she just broke my rib 2 days ago.
That's the thing, man. Like us guys, we roll around with chicks and, you know, if they ever get real fucking crazy, you know, you can always take her. Like there's no girl I've ever dated that I couldn't take unless you date something like this. Next thing you know, old girl's catching you.
Yeah, you can't have that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've been a bit feisty this week, getting ready for getting amped up and kind of letting go some of the kicks a little bit too hard. But
now you took this on last notice. Was the money that good, or you just had to get the fuck out of the house?
probably both. No, I know, the honest truth is, you know, I know I only got a couple of years left in me of the sport. I want to take advantage of every opportunity that presents itself. I want to, you know, work my way up towards the gold. And it's with the UFC, it's all about timing. You know,
well, not only that, but I mean, you win this. She's sixth rank. I mean, that might be an opportunity for you to get a shot. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and that's how the shit works around here.
Absolutely. You got to capitalize on the opportunity when it presents itself.
Now, does your daughter run around? She's 10, and does she run around at school knowing that my mom could kick your mom's ass? So just, I mean, like, what are you going to do about it?
No, my daughter's a real sweetheart, but she does really get a kick out of telling her friends what I do. And I think she really enjoys it, like, when the cameras come and, you know, they're shining the light on her a bit. She likes that.
Oh, yeah, she's like, my mom's a star, and I'm kind of a little 10-year-old star, too, so whatever.
Yeah.
Now, did you when the main event canceled, did Dana reach out to you or did you blow Dana up and said, "Hey, don't forget the karate hottie's ass is still kicking"? Oh, I didn't mean to say that. A karate hottie could take this fight, no problem.
We, you know, nobody even knew that the main event was out at that time. It was still kind of like under hush. And we got the call, and they wanted to know if we were available when TJ Dillashaw got his got cut, and so we just we took advantage of the opportunity and we said yes right away.
Are you already in Vegas? I gotta think you are.
Yeah, we're in Vegas. Today is, you know, yesterday was a huge media day, so we went around and did a bunch of media. Today's more chill, honestly. It's up a weight class, so I'm not really suffering. I'm eating.
Did you have to cut at all? I mean, you probably roll around probably 30, don't you? I mean, he's walking around.
Yeah, I probably will have to cut like 4 pounds.
Four pounds?
Yeah.
That's a lot of weight for teeny tiny for 115. You know, I mean, I weigh.
When I fight at 115, I probably cut 8 pounds the week of the fight.
Really?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now the Rodriguez girl, she's kind of a Muay Thai. If I remember right, she's a Muay Thai girl, is she not?
Yes.
Now, how does your style match up with her? You know, when you kind of scout her out a little bit, and she's sixth ranked, so she's pretty tough.
For sure. You know, I never look at the rankings. I never look at the odds because, in my opinion, that has nothing to do with my skills or abilities. You know, it's just somebody else's opinion on where the girls should be ranked. Honestly, from 1 to 10 in the strawweight division on any given day, any of us girls could be champions. That's how stacked the division is. But with Rodriguez and her stand-up, I think that my style matches up really nicely against her stand-up. She's, you know, traditional Muay Thai, comes forward. I've seen that. I've been there. I've done that. I have better angles than her. I think that I have more diversity in my striking. I have, you know, the kicks from all different angles, from both different stances, and I can mix it up with my wrestling and my jiu-jitsu. So she does not have that.
Hey man, talking about kicks, how about that poor what's the guy's
Chris Weidman.
Oh my god.
I mean, I know.
I don't even know if you don't even want to talk about it. Like, it so fucking freaks me out, you know. And we had him on the air, and he's like the coolest.
2 days before the fight.
He's the coolest dude ever. And I mean, the female on my show thought he was quite dreamy as well.
Yeah, he's pretty hot.
You know, he's a great guy. He's a great family man. And holy moly, that kind of just, I think it sunk everybody's stomach. It's just kind of one of those freak accident things. And I think it puts into perspective, you know, how dangerous it is when we all get inside the octagon, you know. It is something dangerous that we're deciding to do for fun.
And like within MMA, that's kind of like just a jab. That, I mean, you know, that foot, you know, that calf kick, that's just kind of like to keep a person off you.
Like a check.
And to kind of keep him honest. And it's kind of like just a jab, isn't it? I mean, like strategically, that's kind of like just a jab.
You know, I don't think so. I think it's a very effective kick. I mean, if you want to compare it to jab in a way where it can break your opponent down, you know, slowly, or because what he was going for, he was going for the calf kick, but he didn't set it up. You know, I think honestly what happened was he just got amped up by the crowd and threw it hard and committed. How my coach explains it is the way that it landed. And so, like, if you take a ruler, you know, and you lay it this way and you snap it, it snaps easy. But if you, like, flip it to where you're trying to snap it.
Right.
Where it's this way, it's harder to do that.
And so just strategically the bone was positioned just perfect.
The way it landed, I think it landed like this against Uriah's leg instead of this.
Right.
Against his leg. And it just broke all the way through.
So watch out for that this weekend, okay? I don't want to see that any of that stuff happen because that looked like it was about the most painful thing ever. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
What's been the worst, Michelle? Childbirth or your worst MMA energy? Now listen, you know we ask the unconventional questions, so don't get mad at us. Don't tell Josh not to fucking get ripped, come kick my ass. But what's childbirth or your worst MMA injury? Which one's worse?
It's weird because childbirth, like, you know, it's a long pain. It's like 24 hours of pain that you can't get away from. You can't tap out. You can't. There's no ref to say, okay, that's over. It's over. Give her some space. but as soon as you have the baby, it's kind of like
euphoric.
It's not like you're in euphoric. You're not in any more pain, and it's kind of opposite with the fighting, right? Because in the fighting, your adrenaline hits, and nothing matters. You can get a bloody nose. You can have you know, I broke my finger in my UFC debut, or my hand in my UFC debut, and I didn't even know that it was broken until after the fight when my adrenaline.
And then after all the adrenaline goes down, then it starts hurting like a fuck. You're like, oh my God, what the fuck did I do to my hand?
Exactly. And then your face is all bruised up. You're like finding bruises in weird places that you never knew you could get bruises. So it's just, it really, I don't think you can compare the two.
Now you're 35. You just mentioned a little bit earlier. You don't know how much, you know, you may have two or five or eight fights, whatever, especially if you win this weekend, that makes things a little bit interesting. But like when you're done, you know, you're very attractive. Obviously you have the world's nicest ass. We know all that. You know, you've been in you're just very accomplished when it comes to being hot, but you're also very, very, you know, good on camera and whatever. Have you talked to Dana about maybe doing some commentary with Rogan?
I would love to get behind the desk. I think that the more I am able to talk out loud about fights and express my opinion, the more comfortable I am about it. I think I have taken some jobs behind the desk, but I think at that point in my career, I was a bit hesitant to analyze other fighters. I just didn't feel comfortable enough.
Yeah, but Joe's got your back. You can say anything bad about anybody because you got Joe as your insurance policy. I mean, Joe's the man.
I just think now, like, I've realized it's my opinion. Everybody has their own opinion, yeah. And it's okay to share your opinion, and it's okay to have a different opinion than somebody else.
You're hot, and you got an opinion. What else the fuck do you need? I'm just telling you.
Yeah, I would love to get behind the desk. I would love to get in some movies, you know, some action movies.
Well, you've done a lot of that, too. You've done some stunts, and you've been, like, I think you've been in some movies, haven't you?
Yeah, she's been Thor. She was a stunt.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I have done quite a bit of stunts, but for sure, I want to get some acting lines.
Now, are you going to get that? Now, when you retire, are you going to get the hell out of Albuquerque and maybe go, you know, where you could maybe more of that stuff? Or are you stuck with Albuquerque?
I just think that, you know, in this day and age, you can get jobs from anywhere,
right?
because of technology.
There's these things called airplanes that can take you where the fuck you need to go to, right?
I don't know. You know, Albuquerque is a nice middle ground. There's not much to do. We just opened up a taco shop out here in Albuquerque, and then we're getting ready to open up two more restaurants. And so we're really excited to be able to, you know, add that way to our community and try to.
Oh, I didn't know you're a restaurant owner. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really exciting. It's a taco shop. It's really good. It's been doing really well. When we decided to open, it was before the pandemic hit, and then the pandemic hit, and we kind of were just like, you know, we were already all in, and so we went for it, and luckily we've been able to survive, and not only survive but thrive thanks to our community.
But your husband Josh is also, not only is he fucking stud, you know, boxer and shit like that, mad love for him, but he's also a financial guy too. I think that's what he does now, right? Is financial. So he's, you know, obviously taken, you know, a lot of your money and invested it in various stuff. So, you know, that's super cool. That's probably why you're somewhat tied to Albuquerque, because you guys are vested in the community.
Yeah, you're right. He is very smart with our money. You know, when we get the money in, we just pretend like we don't have it. We put it away and try to diversify it and let it grow. You know, let our money make us money.
Yeah, I think Josh's statement to his wife is, bitch, go out and make some money so I can buy us another couple more restaurants. Shut up. Stop belly aching. Oh, we got a 1 week notice. That bitch will take the fight immediately. We're going to
take the fight.
UFC on ESPN 24. It's the Karate Hottie versus the Rod. What's the Rodriguez's first name?
Marina.
Yeah. And it's at the Apex Center this Saturday night. Preliminaries at 5. What time you think you'll be on? Like, I don't want to start watching at 5, Michelle. I mean,
they're telling us 7:30
for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now 7:30 Vegas time.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's about 8:30.
About 10:30.
About 10:30 our time, East Coast, Welly. Yeah. Now, what was the 4x4x48 challenge? Are you fucking insane?
The Goggins challenge. Yeah.
Are you fucking insane?
Her and Josh did it.
Josh did it too.
Yeah. You know what? It was kind of like, honestly, it was on a whim, really, because I follow David Goggins and I follow Jesse Itzler, and. Mm-hmm. I saw David Goggins or Jesse Itzer had talked about how, you know, David lived with him. And for one of the things that David made him do, that was it. And I was thinking, gosh, but Itzer is a runner, you know, I'm sure it still kicked his butt. And Goggins was like, hey, we're doing this group challenge. If you want to join us, it's, you know, next week. We're raising money for charity. And if, you know, when you do it, you can wear this shirt. And in my head, I'm like, well, I want a shirt. I'm like, well, I can't wear the shirt unless I do the challenge.
Now, explain to my listeners what the challenge is, because it's like the most, is it one of the hardest things you've ever done? And you've trained your ass off. Well, you haven't, but I'm just saying, you've trained hard.
I think that it is, it was hard and it wasn't in a way, I don't know how else to explain it. So it's 4x4x48 is 4 miles every 4 hours for 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So you run for miles, and then however long it takes you, the time in between is like you probably have like three and a half hours left, a little less than 3.5 hours to eat, try to rest, to recover, and then back at it again for another 4 mile run for 48 hours.
So, for two fucking days. Don't forget that part.
Yeah, and through the night, like you can't take an
you can't be like I only run during the day.
Yeah.
So you're running out there with the fucking coal miner's hat in the middle of the night too?
Yes, I was. We were running with the coyotes and everything.
If I'm Josh, I'd be like, you know what? I'm fucking a financial guy. I'm not a boxer anymore. I can't do this. This is bullshit.
He was pissed. He was like, why are we doing this? Like, you don't have nothing else better to do with your life?
For a fucking t-shirt, Michelle, really?
Who did better, you or Josh?
I think for this one, I was able to do a little better just because Josh had a bit of an injury on his calf.
She's checking to make sure Josh can't hear this shit right now, and she's saying she did better.
But between the two of us, Josh is a better runner.
You know, we could actually go viral if Josh came in and choked her out. We could go fucking viral. I'm just saying. If he came in and took her to a rear naked deal and then she tapped last fucking minute, we would be a viral sensation. I'm just telling you.
He wishes he could choke me out.
He called her out.
Choke out challenge. Let's go. TikTok.
Yeah. Fuck the Coggins deal. Let's do the Bubba Clem choke out challenge. Yeah.
TikTok challenge right now. Let's go.
Hey,
it was fun though. So what it is, it's kind of honestly, it's kind of like once you get into a certain routine of the run, you've decided I'm gonna make it all the way through, then nothing else matters. Like I wasn't timing myself for the run, and so if it took me an hour to get through 4 miles, because you know towards the end of it, it really did. My feet were all blistered up, my knee was swollen.
And you weren't getting a payday or nothing. This is for a fucking t-shirt. Like they should be paying you a lot. Yeah. Fuck
wait,
that.
Wait. Did you go to a place to do it, or you just do it on your own time?
You do it. So how David had done it was, he did it at a certain time. He said, everybody is going to do it all at the same time. So he just kind of prepped everybody.
But you
like,
do it from where you are. You don't like travel to a place and you all do it together.
Yeah, no, you just do it from where you are. We couldn't have done it if we had to travel, because in between all that running and stuff, we had to take my daughter to school and get her lunch and dinner.
Live life. Be a person.
I mean, Michelle got a little aggressive in car line because she's like, fuck, I got to be another hour. I got 4 more fucking miles to do. It's fucking bullshit.
Oh, man, it sucked. And it was kind of confusing because it was like, I don't know if I should shower or sleep. Like, which one was going to be more beneficial for me for the next run? But you get through it because you set your mind on it. And there's like kind of like a point of no return, and you just, you know, the body is an amazing thing. And when you get your mind locked on it, you just do it.
Michelle Waterson, this weekend, Saturday night, UFC, ESPN 24. She's taking on the 6th ranked Rodriguez chick. And when she wins it, then she's going to get a shot at the strawweight Willie. We know she's going to.
Yeah.
No. So listen, Michelle, if you had back in the day, like UFC 1 through whatever the fuck, when they would just say, okay, all you people are fighting each other. It doesn't matter if you weigh 200 pounds or 180, who's the baddest motherfucker there ever was. If they did that in today's world, who would win the men's tournament and who would win the women's? All in.
Oh my gosh. That's a good question. I think women's, I think out of all the women, I believe that Shevchenko can probably, you know, hold the reign for that one, because she has competed at 35 and she's so she can, you know, handle the heavier punches, but she's also well-rounded enough to be able to deal with the striking of the strawweights and the grappling of the strawweight, technicality of the strawweight division. I would say Shevchenko for the women.
All right, how about the guys?
Gosh, who for the guys? he's saying if it, there's no weight classes or anything like that.
Yeah, let Jason help you on this one.
Who would be the winner? I do think John, I mean, John's just a beast. Like, he knows how to utilize his range. And there's,
I mean, even though he's got even though he's got a ton of heat, he's still the fucking man, is he not? I mean, he's got a ton of heat, though.
Mm-hmm. There's just no way around John. Like, he's just so concretely confident in his skills and abilities. And
what if John started some shit with big ass Josh in the back? What would happen? Shit.
Josh might turn to a street fight.
Josh would have his fucking switchblade straight from Albuquerque is what happened.
Well, Johnson, Jackson Wink guy, isn't he?
Josh just said he's like, he's going to get shot.
What's that, K-Man?
Isn't John a Jackson Wink guy?
Isn't John a Jackson what?
Jackson Wink guy?
Jackson Wink.
Yes, he is.
So he's a
good friend of ours.
Yeah, good friend of yours. Now, how do you think he'd do against Francis Ngannou?
Oh,
hello?
Oh, they were asking how he thinks he would do against Francis Ngannou. Whatever the fuck the guy's name is.
You know, I don't think John is the type of person to, you know, do call-outs, to accept challenges, to move up a weight class and abandon, you know, his legendary status at the weight class he's at, unless he was confident in you know, creating greatness. And so he's preparing himself. He's brought down some guys that are like super strength and conditioning athletes for the NFL, and they're living with him, and they're creating a monster, man. John is gaining weight and putting on good muscle. He's getting faster. So, man, I think it's going to be very exciting.
It's Michelle Watterson. She's the karate hottie. You can Google her. Her husband's somewhat close. I got to be respectful, but she has a beautiful ass, and she's super tough. If she wins this weekend, she's probably got a pretty big shot at the deal. And her husband's a financial advisor. They got a bunch of fucking restaurants, and she's cool as shit. And we call her all the time, and we even talk about her mom at times. But anyway, I hope, now don't ever let us do interviews with you. Like, don't get all like, if you're like the next big thing on TV and shit, like, don't forget about us, okay?
Oh yeah, never, never, never.
And when you win, and when you win this weekend, next thing you know, you're in the fucking, you know, you're in the conversation about, you know, a title shot. Don't forget about us either.
Always, guys. You guys are always good, always on our list.
Good luck. Good luck this Saturday, and tell your husband we are huge fans of his financial advisor as well. And I hope we're talking to you soon, Michelle. Thank you for everything that you do for us.
Well, it's good to hear your voice, Bubba. Have a good one, guys.
You as well. Good luck. Be good safe. Luck.
Bye, guys.
Bye now. Bye. Thanks. I love her. She's the coolest bitch ever.
That's cool.
Like, she is. She's just a, like, she's like, you know, a lot of cool bitches aren't hot, but she's hot.
That John Jones fight's the next big fight, too.
Oh, that's
when
the
is
big,
that?
Isn't that going to be the biggest fight known to man?
Oh, yeah.
Who's he fighting?
John Jones versus that,
Francis?
Francis Ngannou. Is that going to be UFC, like, 270 or some bullshit?
Yeah.
262?
262. No.
No, Cave's yelling at us.
Yeah.
I bet you we have Dana on for that.
They're probably going to have to train for it. That's the next big fight.
I got to train to watch it?
Oh, no. I'm saying they probably got, 60 days out or whatever the deal is with them?
Yeah. Well, there's your after show. Another unfucking believable interview by Bubba Clem.
That was great.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And great prep by Caveman, too.
Oh, yep. Fuck. Great. Caveman's the best prep ever. And I used almost every one of his fucking questions.
I know you did.
Well, listen, you know what? In full disclosure, Caveman makes me look super cool because he just lays it all out for me. Like really, Caveman's my man. I would have not. My interviews would be exactly 72% less fucking good if I didn't have Caveman.
If you didn't have all like the little stats, would you just be like, you know, how many times did you get, you know,
like just the average radio guy? See, my little zingers are all Caveman prepped. Like, I'm just telling you that. I'm funny as fuck because I know how to execute Caveman's cool questions. Other than that, you're like, where you come from? Where you train from? How long you been in the business?
And it makes you look good because it makes you look like you did your research, even though it was Caveman.
Yeah, exactly. Even though I just fucking winged it like I never won. But hey, listen, you know, in order to be able to wing it like you never won, you got to be good to wing it like you never fucking won.
That's right.
I know you're sick of that song. And so pizza. Am I.
I like
I'm going to give me some fucking pizza.
Country Girl 92, 2000.
Oh, Country Girl. TikTok. TikTok fucking, isn't she the TikTok queen?
Yeah.
Mommy, you need to get a hold of Country Girl. That bitch will teach you how to do TikTok.
We're working on it. I need to get content from Anna over here.
I don't have the same skills as her.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, Anna gets the same skills or equipment as Country Girl 92 or a Miss Gary Kicker.
Or something.
See you guys tomorrow. You know, you work hard and you play hard, so you need to treat yourself and stock up for summer barbecues with the Kansas City Steak Company. Visit KansasCitySteaks.com and get 10% off your order and free shipping by using my code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A at checkout. From classic steak cuts to USDA Prime to American-style Kobe, hard-to-find specialty cuts and more, Kansas City Steaks has everything that you need to fire up your grill. They make it so easy. Each order from Kansas City Steaks is flash frozen and delivered directly to your home. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Imagine relaxing in the backyard with your family while enjoying steakhouse quality meals, all from Kansas City Steaks. Try their butter tender filet mignon, Kansas City strips, juicy steak burgers, all beef jumbo hot dogs, and even complete meal combos. Bring the steakhouse to your house this summer with Kansas City Steaks. Go to KansasCitySteaks.com and get 10% off your order and free shipping with my code Bubba at checkout. Again, it's real simple. That's KansasCitySteaks.com. Use Bubba as your promo code on checkout. KansasCitySteaks.com. Use Bubba upon checkout.